Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. I apologize for all the technical difficulties. You know, this morning I'm in a car on the way to the airport and I couldn't get into the board on Blog Talk Radio. And everything is just doing what it do when it do what it do. But I tell you, it's still good and God is still good. And so I want us to center our mind, center our thoughts, as we become still and know that there is only one power, one presence. And on this line, we recognize God that's known by many names, but on this line, we recognize the great spirit as God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot that our God is not. So I want us to center our mind on the breath, becoming still and know that I am God. And as you become still in the oneness, you call forth the presence of love. And in that love, you know there's nothing greater. And so as we take in a deep breath, breathing in through our nose, hold it to the point of vibration, hold it into the count of eight, and releasing through our mouth, recognizing that there's power in the breath. You see, sometimes we forget to breathe, family. We forget to breathe. I want you to take in a deep breath and breathe, family. Let's breathe together as we be still and know that I am God. Let's breathe. And release. Be still and know that I am God. Let's breathe. Release. Divine Mother, Father, God, precious and Holy Spirit, let us come together and knowing that every word of my mouth and every meditation of my heart can be so acceptable in thy sight, God. I ask you to come in. And let every word I speak be your word, God, and every thought I think be your thoughts, God. I ask you to come and let the fullness of your presence be manifested in this right now moment, God. as I ask you to allow peace to come upon us right now, God. Peace that surpasses all understanding, God. I ask you to come and bring love, God, with love surpasses all our understanding, God. I ask you to rain down your blessings on this day, God. I ask you to open up your windows, your gates, your heaven, and your doors and rain down a blessing that it won't be room enough to receive it, God. I'm asking you to come, Holy Spirit, right now, God, and bring forth traveling mercies, God. I'm asking you to come, Holy Spirit, and make sure there's nothing but great protection around our communities, God. I'm asking you to bless us, our comings and our going this morning, God. I'm asking you to anoint our hands, God, that everything we touch turn to gold, platinum gold. God, I'm asking you to anoint our feet, that everywhere we tread, our feet shall be upon holy ground, God. I'm asking you to open up your windows, your gates, your doors, and your heaven and pour out a blessing that it won't be room enough for us to receive it, God. I'm asking for a financial blessing right now, God. I'm asking you to open up your doors and bring forth a financial blessing right now, God. I'm asking you to come, God, and open up the profuse winds of abundance in the powerful consciousness of Christ. I'm asking you to come, Holy Spirit, and bless our hands right now, God. Bless our pocketbooks, God. Bless our minds, God. Bless our consciousness to raise the vibratory energy to bring in and magnetize more of your money energy, God. Oh, let us be in relationship. Let us be in the oneness of our money energy this morning, God. I ask you to bless each and every person under the sound of my voice this morning, God. I'm asking you to bless each and every person who are on this phone, those who will come and those who had a mind to come, those who will come to the recording line, God. I'm asking you to bless this call right now, God. Expand the territory of the love journey, God. I'm asking you to bless all the events this weekend, God. I'm asking you to touch the rulers' events, God. Touch the rain, God. Touch the soil as you send your angels over to the land of Druid Park, God, that nothing but goodness and greatness shall come forth, God. Let a healing be come forth, God. Let there be a transformative healing going, God. I'm asking you to bless every woman that is coming. Bless every woman who had a mind to come. Bless everyone who will bless the board, God. I'm asking you to bless it right now, Holy Spirit. I'm asking you to bless each and every person who stepped in Julia Hill Park on Saturday morning, God. I'm asking you to allow your words, your presence, and your love to transcend the atmosphere, God. I'm asking for great weather, God. And you said in your word, even before I asked, it shall be done. I ask for a special blessing over Nicole's father, God. I ask you to bless his body. I ask you to bless his soul in his body, every cell, God, every molecule, every organ, and every living system in his being, God. I ask you to bless his mind, God. I ask you to bless his heart, God. And I ask you to bless every part of him that will come forth, and that when he goes to the doctor will find great health over his body, and that they don't know what happened with that other report, God, because we know you are the master physician, God, and so we're calling forth a healing today, God, that Daddy Johnson will catch a healing this morning, God, that he will feel your presence in his atmosphere, God. Oh, God, I'm asking you to go right now, God, and touch his mind, his soul, his heart, his cells, his organs, God. I'm asking for anybody right here in this hall who need a blessing today, God. I'm asking you to come, Holy Spirit, and watch you wild them today, God. I'm asking you to come, Holy Spirit, and do your will in the mighty consciousness of Christ, God. I'm asking you to do it right now, God, because can't nobody do you like Jesus. Amen. And so it is. Amen. All right. Good morning, family. For some reason, can't get into the board on my phone this morning on Blog Talk Radio, so we won't have any music. I won't know who's on Blog Talk and who wants to come in. And so what I'm going to do this morning is ask Chance, because she normally comes in on Blog Talk, so she can come on in. I just want to remind you, family, as we move through this day, I want to remind you that what are you recognizing in yourself? Do you see the presence of God in you as you? Are you recognizing your own greatness, Father? Are you recognizing that you are all that God is? And so today I want you to think about that. You know, when I read the daily inspiration for better living, what I realized from me is this. It said, our cause of all our suffering comes from a lack of love for self. Now, I didn't write that. That was in the Daily Science of the Mind. It says, the cause of all our suffering is a lack of love for self. And I just want you to know, family, there's nothing more important than you learning to love who you are as you are in this right now moment. So I want you to start to look in that mirror more. And when you see yourself, I want you to see the face of God. All right. And so as I leave and get ready to open up Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe, I want to remind you that you are all that God is, and you have to see your greatness and know your value and own your worthiness and own all that you are. And that's going to change the dynamics of how money show up in our face. So on this Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe, I'm going to bring in my sister from another mister and another mother, Miss Chastity A. Webb. Good morning, Chastity. Maybe she can't start sick. Okay. Well, I think she said she was on. All right, well, let me just remind you too, family. While we're waiting for Chastity to come in, I want to remind you this. That we have some great events coming up. Tomorrow is Deborah Emmerich. Sisters gathering to heal. I'm on my way to Baltimore right now. I'm on the way to the airport. And I want to remind you this morning that if you're in the East Coast and you get a chance, come to Drury Hill Park in the morning. 6:30 is the pitch of 7. Everything starts. Drury Hill Park in Baltimore. And if you can't make it, remember to send lots of love and energy to our have a wonderful event for tomorrow, because I know it's going to be powerful and transforming, riveting, provocative. Also, family, this is Evan's first performance where she's getting to do and choreograph everything. So I want you to send lots of love into her, because she is doing this and she's super, super excited. She's super excited because she wrote every piece, produced every piece, and choreographed every piece. And so, family, as she moves through this piece right here, I want to remind you to send her love tonight and tomorrow as she moves through this piece. Tonight at 8 o'clock, and tomorrow, Evelyn, the mind, angel, renowned dancer, will be moving through a body of work. That's the name for peace. And it's honoring the body. So if you get a chance and you're in the Washington, D.C. area, check out her event. All right, family, don't forget the Love Journey Sunrise Service, August 6th, right here in Chicago. It's going to be a riveting, powerful, provocative. I just saw a violinist yesterday. She was, oh, it was so beautiful. I'm praying that we can work things out and she can beautiful paint, play the violin while we walk up in our way, that everybody's coming in to the meditation to see the great sun and what it do. So, family, I'm looking forward to that. That's August 6th. Don't forget, Tamar's coming to Chicago September 30th weekend.
time. So as we open up Millionaire Mind, let me just see if Chad's on that.
Good morning, Chad.
Good morning, Chad. Has been very interesting.
Yeah. All right, so. And I want to make sure that you know we read from a business manager
with Lisa Nichols. Amplify your life.
So, Cassie, if you want to start six. All right. So, she said I moved the line, so let me unmute the line. All right. I got to hang up this thing.
All callers are unmuted.
All right, all right. Happy Friday, Janine. You there?
Yes.
Everybody got to be there now because it said unmuted, and I'm just sitting here. So happy Friday, family. Welcome to Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. I am Chastity A. Wells. I've been talking on a phone that obviously nobody could hear me on, and then it's been crazy. So listen, happy Friday, family. It's all good. First Friday of the month, I think. Yeah, so that's pretty good. So I'm excited about it, Denise. Thank you so much for just reminding us to do our work, our mirror work, just continuing to love on ourselves every single day as we continue to take ourselves through this abundance love journey for ourselves. Because a lot of times, family, honestly, even in my own transformation, it's easy for us to talk about it. It's easy for us to jump on these different calls, teleconferences, whether it's your network marketing conference call, one of these, a prayer line, or anything else like that. But if we're really not doing the mirror work, we're really not grounding ourselves to what we say we are really trying to manifest in our own lives. So thank you so much, Janine, this morning for just that reminder in us and calling us to continue to be grateful. All right, so we're going to continue on in the book, Millionaire, for the Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe, which is a book by Lisa Nichols. It's called Abundance Now. It's Abundance Now. It is a way for us to amplify our life and achieve prosperity today. So if you're new to the line, that is the book that we are going over, Abundance Now. It's a book, one of Lisa Nichols, actually Lisa Nichols' latest book. So it should be something that you could easily find on either Amazon or I don't know where else we buy books at, but maybe Barnes & Noble for your local bookstore. Let's get ready to get started, family. We left off last week with some really good nuggets, and I thank you for everyone who actually chimed in last week. I really did take some good notes on those people who actually did take the time to share, and thank you so much for your words of edification for the people who didn't really get a chance to chime in, but still send me a shout-out or whatever the case may be. I thank you so much for that. So this morning, family, I want us to continue to pick back up in the book that we are working on, and that's just getting ready for our transformation, family. We are still getting ready for our transformation. I know we are going through this a little bit slower than we have in previous books, but I believe that Lisa's book is really, really, really meaty, and it gives us an opportunity to not only just go over this information, however, also implement some of the things that we're talking about. So some of the things that we've been talking about thus far is actually, you know, doing two different things, having two goals that change our financial blueprint in the next 90 days. I asked people to come on the line last week just so I can hear of how things are progressing for you. So it was a blessing to be able to hear those things for some people. And some of the phone calls that I've been able to receive offline as well. However, a part of Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe is really for us to all to be able to share and to really understand how powerful it is to really do the work, right? So I'm excited about that, and we'll continue to go on this morning in the book and talking about these different things. And I would love for you to be able to join in with me. Press star 6 if you're on a teleconference. I think if you're going to be on Blog Talk this radio this morning, we're not going to be able to chime us in because Ms. Janine is on the road. And I don't have that. I can't do all that cool stuff, right? I'm just good at talking. All right, so let's pick back up in the book. If you're following along in the book and you have the book, we're going to pick back up on page 40 where we left off. And we were talking about gratitude. Gratitude helps you move forward into abundance, family. Gratitude helps you move forward into abundance. How can you reframe scarcity and move forward into a life of abundance is the question. One way that I've discovered is to express gratitude for what you have now. Express gratitude for what you do have now. And I know that that's like a crazy concept for many of us to really grasp, because I know that that was something that used to frustrate me. Like, listen, I mean, all of that's cool, but at the end of the day, it's like if you still can't pay this bill or whatever the case may be, it's kind of hard to take in that mindset sometimes. But I really want to just understand how important it is to really be grateful for what we currently do have. And in that space of gratitude is how we attract greater. Anybody agree with that this morning? I want y'all to talk back to me. Press star 6 if you're on the teleconference. But I'm going to continue on in the book. But definitely just prepare to start talking to me because, you know, that's what this is all about. Okay? So, she said, when she first began to plan a life of abundance for herself, I made the conscious decision that my economic status does not equal my joy. How powerful is that? That her economic status does not equal her joy. In other words, my bank account does not get to determine how happy I choose to be every day. How many people can even say that, though, that, you know, you decide not to, you know, no matter what your bank account is? I mean, because I've seen where people look at their bank accounts and then they're stressed out, like, oh, my God, you know, they don't want to deal with X, Y, or Z or whatever the case may be, just because their bank account is at $5 or negative $5 or whatever the case may be. But we can choose how happy we desire to be every single day. The bills that I have to pay don't get to take the joy out of my life. My salary don't get to define how jubilant or peaceful I choose to be. In other words, family, none of my external economic circumstances have the power to define the person that I am in this or any moment of my life. My economic status is a temporary situation, and my bank account is merely a financial tool that I manage. And I just thought that that was really, really powerful just to remind each and every person on this line. It's just look at our bank accounts as a financial tool that we manage, not something that manages us in the way that it has the power to determine if we're going to be happy today, if we're going to be sad, how we're going to show up, are we going to have enough to do X, Y, and Z, or celebrate somebody's, just whatever the case may be, right? We choose to be happy. It's a choice. It's a choice, family, and we choose to walk in a space of gratitude. And that's what I just really want to call us to, is just to really focus on that. Most important, my economic status is not an indicator of how much abundance I have in my life, because I think of abundance differently now. And I think that that's just absolutely important for us to really move into and just really understand. And one of the things that I really want us to walk away with is one of the topics that Lisa said she did was she spent 10 minutes every morning in gratitude, family, right? 10 minutes every morning in gratitude. she would choose 10 things to be grateful for that did not cost any money. Oh, my God. Actually spend 10 minutes every day, right, in gratitude. And if you did the same morning gratitude exercise, this abundance new mindset will go with you throughout your day, informing the universe to deliver more of those things, people, situations, and opportunities for which you could express gratitude. The bottom line is the universal principle at work here, guys, is energy grows where energy goes. You see how that works? So, like, if you just spend the first 10 minutes of your day, or even after you do your mirror work, and you spend 10 minutes just in gratitude, right? I'll even challenge you that, okay, do whatever you got going on in the morning, whatever the case may be. Even when you get to your office, the first 10 minutes, get there early and just thank the universe for the things that you have, whether it's your children, your lungs, your face, your nails, your, you know, just a healthy heart. My God, I work in life insurance, and going through underwriting with each one of my clients every single day reminds me, it reminds me of every single, every element and every organ in my body that I'm absolutely grateful for. So if you forget about those things, just ask me to send you an underwriting sheet, and I'm sure you'll start to remember, oh, I have a spleen. And because I forgot that I had a spleen, I better thank God that my spleen works. So just be grateful, family. That's the whole being grateful. Just set aside 10 minutes just to write down 10 things that you're grateful for. And the universal principle that's at work here, family, and that you'll continue to see is energy grows where energy goes. So if we focus upon something great, that's the only thing that will continue to manifest more greatness in that area. If you want great things to come into your life, you have to first be overwhelmingly clear about the great things that already exist in your life. You understand how that goes? You have to be overwhelmingly clear about the things that are already great in your life. You have to give them the energy and your attention, right? So even like when we're talking about our money, substance, when we're talking about our kids, our marriage situations, or whatever the case may be, even when you go to counseling about these different things, people will tell you to stop focusing on the things that are not working, but focus on the things that are working, because energy grows where energy goes, right? So you have to pay attention on the positive, because that's the only way that it continues to manifest and grow in a greater light, right? And that's the most important part for all of us, and that I really, really, really want us to get continue to understand this morning. And I'm going to continue to say it as we're talking through here, and just reminding each person. So even if you decide to chime in, just remember to harness around that, the things that you can focus on this weekend, moving into the following weekend. And I think that's powerful, especially coming from Independence Day, whether we celebrate it or not. Just understanding the mindset, because that's the mindset that the country is in right now. And so I think we just really need to be laser focused, overwhelmingly clear about the great things that we already have in our lives. And so I know a lot of times that it can be a challenge in your life, just to be able to just move from one version of yourself to the next. One of the things that Lisa pointed out here is she had been working on her physical body. One of the biggest lessons she had learned, if I want the next version of my body to emerge through my behavior, I first had to learn to love my existing body. Remember, we touched on that last week. Now, that was a challenge. Not only was I frustrated about the body I was in, I always have felt that it was going to be impossible to achieve the shapely body I wanted. So I put so much negative energy into thoughts about my body that it simply couldn't show up in return. It couldn't give me back something that looked beautiful to me. See how that goes? Because she was putting energy in the wrong place. She thinking she couldn't achieve the beautiful body that she really did desire. So you gotta, that's a part of it. It wasn't until I began to love my hips, love my thighs, love my arms, all at their current size, and that I began to care enough to feed them better food, to do my sit-ups and crunches, practice lunges, to get better rest, to assist with my weight loss, and visit a holistic doctor to address my fatigue and burnt-out adrenals. Gratitude, family. I learned pays homage and honor to what that is, and it is a lesson I've learned to teach others. So I think that's absolutely beautiful for us really, really, really just to hone into. Because here's the reality, like she said, I am the first example of how the world's supposed to love me, and I have to give them the best example ever. And that's the beautiful thing that I just believe in. That's the one thing that I feel like the Love Journey has taught me over the years being on the line is I'm the best example. I'm the walking billboard of how to love chastity and how to show up in chastity space. I cannot expect someone else to just pick up a book and get it if I'm not helping you understand what this part looks like for me and what loving me looks like. Because if I'm not loving me, if I'm not taking the time to do the crunches or go for a walk or whatever the case may be or feed myself good foods that support a long living life, how in the world do I expect other people to do it? Right? They can't. They can't. So now abundance usually requires you to move to a new mental zip code, family. So I want us to hit on this point, and then I'm going to open it up for other people. Because I would love to hear what you all have to say in regards to this as well. But I really wanted to tap on this. So over and over, changes I've seen in the lives of clients, participants, and students tell me that scarcity is more of a mindset than a financial condition or physical condition. So let me read that again, guys, is that scarcity is more of a mindset than a financial condition or or physical condition. If you are stuck in scarcity physically, it's because you may unconsciously committed to it mentally. My God. I'm going to read that again for you just in case it's too heavy and in case you don't have the book. If you're stuck in scarcity physically, right, it's because you have unconsciously committed to it mentally. I give you this truth with love and a dose of cold water. If you're finding that your life is hard, the problem may not exclusively be in your circumstances. It is also in part to do with the choices that you've made. The truth is we live in an abundant world, and I had to underline this, and I'm going to even highlight it again this morning. The truth is we live in an abundant world. Now, that's not to say that there isn't real struggle in hurting people who have genuinely fallen on hard times, family. And the truth remains that there is still enough for all of us. All that remains is for you to choose whether you'll be in abundance focus or consumed by the feeling of impossible or lack. It's a choice on what we choose to focus on. At the moment you become non-negotiable about changing your mental zip code, pack your bags and mentally move to a new zip code filled with prosperity instead of scarcity, you will begin to see your life change. But I love how she always puts that. That's one of Lisa's, like, coin words to me. You have to become non-negotiable about being in scarcity. And I love how she says that because it gets real for me when she says that. Even when I read it, I can just hear the intensity in her voice when she says it. And it resonates for me, and I hope it does the same for you guys on the phone, because the whole point of us doing this is not for us to jump on here and hear how Chastity's life is going to change, but for you to get to that place of being non-negotiable with lack and scarcity and deciding to a place of abundance and opportunity. It's enough for everyone. It's enough for everyone on the planet. If the birds don't have to worry about how the universe is going to feed them, how dare do we? When we think about how big and how great this world is, how dare do we get stuck in a limited, scarce thing? Oh, which has to, you don't know what my bank account looks like. Baby, been there, done that. Got 12 T-shirts and then some, right? Been there, done that. But we have to get to a place that it's just non-negotiable on how we decide to show up and just attract abundance into our lives. One last thing I want to point out here, and then I'm going to open it up for us who's on a teleconference. If you want to be rich, you must not make a study of poverty. And I love this because so many times people get on the phone with me. People don't really do it anymore, but I know that there have been times in the beginning people would say things like, oh my God, this is going on, or tell me what's going on in news. I don't want to hear it. I don't have space for it because if I continue to make space for all the scarcity and the poverty and the things like that that's going on, that's all that I focus on. And as we continue to grow and put out those contracts of non-negotiable, of focusing on scarcity, we have to focus and study abundance. It sounds like somebody else want to join me here this morning. Press star 6 for say good morning to me or happy Friday to me. Does somebody want to join in or your phone is just unmuted? All right, well, awesome. I'll keep going here. No problem. So let's just make sure we are clear because I thought somebody wanted to talk. Just press star 6 or press mute button on your phone. So then that way I don't think that you wanted to talk or we don't jump on top of one another while we're speaking or having additional background noise. But I thought that was absolutely wonderful, family, just for us just to be reminded about that and just understanding how important that mindset is. The moment that you change your mindset is the moment that your finances, relationships, and physical wellness will have to follow, okay? So I just want to repeat that. The moment you change your mindset is the moment that your finances, relationships, physical wellness will have to follow. And the good news is that the thinking, studying, and acting like prosperous people do is easier than ever before. There is more than enough information available today, guys, enough role models, documentaries, books, websites, training courses, how to achieve this specific goal for you to easily determine a path to your abundant future. If you look, you will find many people who live in an abundant headspace and have their lives to prove it. Find them. Find them. I challenge you. Find people who are living abundant lifestyles. I think that's a great thing about network marketing is because it gives people leverage to, you know, see the world from a different place, right, and having access to even more. I think that's the cool part, all the different trainings that you're able to be exposed to. I think that's a part of one of my biggest shifts is that I was able to go to a lot of different things and trainings and understand that I needed to read more books like this, Abundance Now. It's not to say that I want anyone calling me or trying to solicit for anything. I'm just saying in a space of appreciation and just understanding that the world is abundant. God puts great people around you for great reasons. Learn to model that behavior. Let's learn to model it. If more than enough information is available to us on the internet through advisors and in books, why do so many people still decide to stay stuck in a scarcity mindset? And it's simple. It's because simply human nature is to remain more committed to a familiar discomfort than to an unfamiliar new possibility. Now, how crazy is that, right? But that is human nature, right? We're so committed to sticking with the familiar discomfort than even trying to venture off into something that's unfamiliar, right? But it may be the possibility that we absolutely need. But we have to be mindful in these places, guys. We really have to be mindful and continue to move forward out of this. Did any of this resonate with any of you guys before we continue to move on? Press star 6 and holla. Say something to me this morning. All right. And I know a lot of you.
Chastity.
Hey.
The phones are not muted, so maybe if they start fixing, they're muting themselves. The phones are not muted.
Okay.
So they can just unmute themselves. Yeah, they can just unmute themselves.
All right, awesome. And I know a lot of people do come in through the Blog Talk Radio, and that's where I was struggling this morning. So it's all good. I'm excited about this chapter and just getting us really 100% clear on the next phases of our lives and understanding what it takes to take the first step in faith. You don't have to see the whole staircase. Just remember to take the first step, family. So the first step is just becoming 100% clear that you want to move into a space of abundance and actually writing down 10 things to be grateful for every single day. and becoming non-negotiable. Non-negotiable with lack and scarcity mindset. You got to be non-negotiable. Like, no, it don't matter what's going on here. No, it doesn't matter what's going on there. You must be non-negotiable about it and how you decide to show up in your life. And that's the only way to be able to do it, family. To achieve an abundant life, however, you're going to have to take the position, as Lisa did, as I had to, that you would rather be in motion and possibly make a fool of yourself reaching for the extraordinary than to be complacent, ordinary, and living in mediocrity. And, baby, when I say I highlighted this and I got good yes, yes, it's fine and all that, understand that I do, and I'll read it again. To achieve an abundant life, however, you're going to have to take the position, as I did, that you would rather be in motion and possibly make a fool of yourself reaching for extraordinary than to be complacent, ordinary, and living in mediocrity. And I just think that's a powerful place for all of us just to remind ourselves that it's better for us just to be moving in motion than to just stay stagnant. Because a lot of times, you know, human behavior, we're nervous about things we don't know about. But what I've learned in my life, in my journey, doing these Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafes, just continuing to develop myself as an entrepreneur, as a businesswoman, it's just a lot of times the things that we're making up in our minds while we're not moving forward, again, it's just an illusion that we made up in our minds. And we're putting too much energy into those fear-based things. But we have to make up our mind just to be in motion. Sometimes you feel like you may look foolish. But who are you really looking foolish to? If you're truly called by God to do what you say you're called to do, do it anyway. And let God deal with the rest of that. It's time for us to stop making excuses of why we're not moving in the space that we need to. And start being committed and doing the work. And that's what I'm calling us all to do. Every single Friday that we get on Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe, I get it. It's getting more challenging because there's more accountability. I'm writing everything down, following back up when I'm able to outside of my own work hours. But it's time for us to really get clear and really be serious about what we're really trying to do. Now, we have to visualize our abundant life as already achieved. Now, this is something Janine loves talking to us about, right? The more you visualize what you want, the more your mind can see it and your brain can go to work to bringing it about. Hallelujah. I threw my hands up in the air, y'all. Set aside time every day to close your eyes and focus on your goals. Set aside time every day to close your eyes and focus on your goals. Creating vivid pictures in your mind's eye that incorporate color, sound, emotion, even scent. Visualize your goals are already complete by a specific date, by giving them specific time of day. Now, y'all know I've been honest with y'all. That's where my struggle is at. I don't mind visualizing. I don't mind even getting as good as going down to the smell of the soap that I use or what them roses smell like in front of my home. However, once we start talking about dates, I'm like, oh, God, I don't know. So I'm really excited on just reminding us all just to, even myself, just to stay very specific. There are some specific dates that I do really want to, I have to write down for even myself. And I challenge each and every one of you on the line just to do it for yourself. And if you want us to all hold each other accountable, I'm 100% okay with that. You all have my contact number. And if you don't, you are able to write it down at 614-230-6600. I do give it out at the end of the call. But I really want us to be able to do these things, guys. Listen, all we're doing is simple things. 10 minutes a day, focus on 10 things to be grateful for. That does not cost money. And if you forget about some of your body parts that may be working that you forgot about, I will scan you over an underwriting sheet in a heartbeat. That'll remind you of at least another 100 things that's working that you forgot about, right? Because our bodies are really a miraculous vehicle. So you have 10 things to be grateful for. And then Lisa is challenging us to visualize what we want. Visualize our goals as already complete by a specific date. The more clear and compelling The detail you can include, the more accelerated the energy will be released. Okay? And I know that that was something Janine had to really help remind me of and be very clear and, you know, don't just say, oh, I want to move to Atlanta. Oh, like, where do you want to move to Atlanta? What part? And it was like, okay, I didn't know the name of this city, but I still manifested the city that I had wrote down and I was very, very, very clear about, down to the diversity and how clean I wanted things to look and the rest of it. But I had to become very, very, very specific on the things that I wanted to really manifest in my life. So it's just a reminder for us to do that. But don't forget to follow the part two of the visualization formula. Once you visualize your goals are completed, take action on the instincts, your prompts, insights, hunches, and other mental messages that you receive. Because remember when we went over Catherine Ponder's book, remember? We talked about the different messages that the universe sends us. And I know that I'm a person that I've learned to become very present in the present moment. So I don't miss my hunches. I don't miss my signs that the universe is sending. Because a lot of times we're quick to do the visualizations. But then when the universe is like nudging or sends somebody to meet with you, then you're resisting. You're back in the place of resistance because you missed it. You miss it again. Then the universe will send somebody else. God will send somebody else. And then you're still in this place of resistance, but you have to be present. You have to be present. So if it's that job opportunity, if it's the realtor calling you back, the apartment calling you back, those are all a part of it. Pay attention. Pay attention. Be present. So we're actually able to manifest what you say you really want to manifest. The most important family that I really want us to walk away with is studying in your power. Success is your birthright. Move into the moment from optional to non-negotiable. I love this. I had to highlight it because it's really important for us to know. Success is your birthright, Janine. It's my birthright. Move into the moment from optional to non-negotiable. Every leader, prophet, visionary, role model, and legend visualized their future before they took action. Okay? They saw it before they start taking action. Know that you have just as much right to joy, love, happiness, and abundance as every other living creature on this planet, and it's yours for the asking and creating. Okay? You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Choose a quiet place. Turn off your phone. Yes, God, turn off your phone. Clear your mind. Everything to do, everything you need to do will be there waiting for you on the other side of this journey. Let it all go now. Let it all go now. And it's about us standing in our power, family. I know this is a lot of powerful information here. Hopefully it's exciting you or at least encouraging your heart just a little bit more. Anybody had anything that they wanted to chime in? Just say something to me this morning. Talk to me. Let me know that it's making sense. Let me know at least that you're out there. I hear people shuffling around, but ain't nobody talking to me. I guess we all shy this morning. I don't know.
Good morning. Good morning.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, Queen. Happy Friday, and thank you. Thank you, thank you so much for the lessons this morning, and thank you for reading. You know, I don't have the book. I don't have the book. I ain't making no excuses about it. I just don't have it yet. But I did want to say the putting the date on my goals and visions and dreams is one of my biggest challenges.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
And, you know, there's something that happens in my belly that says, really? Seriously? You think you're really going to be able to do that?
Mm.
Oh, no. You know, that doubt, that fear, all that stuff comes in. And I haven't done it often, you know. To put a date on it is just a big, 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 big scary thing. I can do all that other stuff. Feels real good, just like you just finished saying. Oh my God, can you smell this? I can smell the ocean. I can see the mountains. You know, I can see me walking in the sand and all the women that are going to be joining me at the retreat center and all this stuff. And then when it gets to, and it's going to manifest by.
See?
Woo! So, biggie, biggie, biggie for me. And I'm glad I'm not the only one having that experience. So, anyway, we'll continue to grow with it and until it gets to the point where it becomes absolutely natural and not scary. And, you know, that fear of failure. Well, what if that, what happens if it doesn't happen like that? And so that's another question. So I'm sure that at some point people have done that and it didn't happen. So then what do we do? Just say, okay, well, you know, we'll work on it. We'll keep on working on it. So not to get upset if it doesn't manifest by a certain time. Because I tell you, I have journals where I have written things and I put a date on it and it didn't happen. And I really, you know, really said, you know, so I beat myself up. See, you ain't doing right. Or see, you know, you think you can, you really can't. So, yeah. Anyway, that was a big one for me.
Yeah.
Thank you. For-
No problem, no problem. Can you state your name and where you're calling from?
This is Rakia. And I'm from Baltimore, where our beautiful Janina and Ingram is on her way to celebrate with us. So this is Rakia.
Hey, Ms. Rakia. I think that's just powerful just for everyone because there's so many new callers on the line. And I've been noticing, too, that people will send me things via social media, and I don't even know that they're on the line. So I just want to always encourage everyone who comes on the line and says something just to remind us what your name is and where you're calling from, because I really want to encourage our new callers to find your voice and just figure out how to chime in and just say, whoop, whoop, I'm listening, or, you know, something, but thank you so much, Ms. Akia, because, honey, when I say I struggle with that date factor too, but it's come to a place that I won't even dead out my mouth no more. We just have to share it and just confront it for what it is, but become non-negotiable about writing the dates down. So I think maybe that's our challenge this Friday, is just become non-negotiable about writing those dates down and being okay with that. And I understand the disappointment that it can cause, because it does take a chip at your, what we perceive to be self-esteem, your ego. Like, oh, my God, chick, why did you try to take on something like this and you wasn't prepared or whatever? But the reality is, in that process between where we wrote it down and that date, right, there's still a growing curve that I think that we all can look at instead of it not happening during that moment. What hunches did we bypass? What did we miss during that time? And I think if we become more clear about those things and the growth that it took in that moment, we could manifest it even faster and commit to ourselves even quicker to rewrite another date and to jump right back at it with the same vigor and enthusiasm. A lot of times we may have not been 100% clear about something, and then there was some internal muck going on that we don't deserve it. So I think that's where where Lisa reminds us, Zakiya, and everyone else, to make sure that we're writing down 10 things to be grateful for every single morning as we're visualizing our day and being clear in those moments. Because really, we always think it's about go, 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 and what we are doing instead of just being what God called us to be. And in order to be, we need to stop, be grateful, be mindful in that moment, visualize, because it's clear that's how the universe and everything was spoken into existence, right? Visualize, and then move forward from there. We're spiritual beings. The hunters will come, but we have to be clear. We have to be still in the present moment to be able to manifest. So I think that's really awesome what you share, my sister, and thank you so much for your vulnerability and just sharing with us this morning, because, honey, when I say I feel you on that one.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you. I just want you to know you are appreciated so much for sharing this work and sharing, you know, this Lisa Nichols' work and all that you've done to continue to help us to grow. And certainly do continue to wish you well and see you manifesting all of your dreams, goals, and desires. God bless you, and I'm out. Peace.
Okay. Thank you so much. Peace. All right. Anyone have anything else that they wanted to share this morning?
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good God morning, my beautiful queen. This is Jackie from Maryland, the Plate of Maryland. How are you this morning?
Happy Friday, Miss Jackie. I am absolutely awesome. How are you?
I am super fantastic. You know, I just love your beautiful spirit. You know, I just love the way you just, your laughter, your spirit, you're so down to earth with it, you know. So thank you for being who you are. And I just wanted to chime in to say that what I come to realize is that every time I feel like I'm really ready to step out and do the things that I desire to do, something seems to come on me, you know. It may be anxiety, you know. I feel like I'm bringing on the things that's happening, the experiences that's happening in my life. And I believe it's because of fear. And I'm just like, I don't really understand. You know, on the surface, I'm all for it, but then it's like that thing creeping up in me and saying, no, 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 you can't do that. You know, and so how do I overcome that?
Yeah. Listen, Miss Jackie, I definitely identify with those things. I definitely identify. What I've found, honestly, is to really do the work that we've been talking about and facing those things and being okay with it, right? Being okay with it. I'm just keeping it real. I'm just keeping it real, just woman to woman at this moment with you. I've had to look in the mirror and say it out loud what I was scared of. Suppose this don't happen and this don't happen. If God, suppose that don't happen. And as I said it out loud, I'm crying because I'm really scared. I'm scared.
Yeah.
And I have to look in the mirror and I have to say it because I have to acknowledge that I'm scared in this moment. And I'm just telling you my process.
Yeah.
And then in that moment, I say, okay. And I allow that child to cry. I allow this grown woman to cry and to feel all of those feelings because it's real. I know what it feels like to not be able to provide for my daughter. I know what it feels like to have to move. I know what it feels like to have been abused. I know what it feels like to the surface on why I can't make my next move. But then in that moment, after I allow it to surface and say, okay, now here's the reality. I heard that part. But the reality is this, that God has supplied me above and beyond. I've moved past this, and I have to reaffirm myself, Jackie, that I have moved past this moment. Yes, that happened, but this also happened. Yes, there was days that there was a couple days that this happened where you wasn't able to eat the way you wanted to eat, but there have been more days that you've been able to live more abundant. And I have to remind myself, and I have to remove and shift that energy back to the place of abundance and focus back onto that and thanking God for each and every moment. And as I thank God for that, as I thank God for me, and I look back in my face and I remind Chastity of all that I have accomplished and all that I have overcome, not the things that I still want to overcome, Jackie, but the things I have overcome, right? I remind this woman of that and I look in the mirror, baby, I'm just saying my breakthrough. My breakthrough. And this sister girl still have to do that. I still have to remind myself of certain things. Like, baby, you got it today. You got it. Because remember, X, Y, and Z, you did that. God, through you did that. Don't make no excuses on why you can't do this. Pick up the phone. Write it down. I know you're scared. It's all right. Come on. Come on. Because greater is he that's on the inside of me that's he of the world. See, we do all this quoting of the scripture, but then when it's time for us to get ready to do it, we're scared again.
Yeah.
We have to confront those things, confronting, call it for what it is, put the energy back to where it needs to be, and then start being grateful for what we really do have. When I'm able to really focus and I can speak passionately from it, because I'm a person who is 100% self-employed and working my tail off to continue to evolve and grow. Every part of everything that I've been doing in my life, I've had to trust God. I have to show up 100% authentic on this line, and I have to trust God to walk me through it.
Amen.
Scared and all. Amen. Scared and all. Walk me through it, God. What does that look like? Focusing on it more, writing my goals down on it more, and reminding myself, doing the mirror work, Jackie, doing the mirror work in spite of it all.
Yeah.
Because other people looking at us, Jackie, mm-hmm. it's good. It's easy for me to see the powerhouse you are. Mm-hmm. It's easy for y'all to say, oh, you're so sweet. You have a good spirit, Jackie. You're so sweet. Yeah, little do you realize. Yeah, the little girl that's crying on the inside, like, babe, I don't know how we were there. And then I have to, girl, we ain't got time for that. We got to put these shoes on. And I have to thank God for where I am.
Yeah.
I have to thank God for what I've overcome. Because as I thank God for those things, guess what, Jackie? All of a sudden, all those other little, me, you can't mm-hmm. do it, you can't do it, baby. I can do it and then some. If we start writing down, if you write down all you have really accomplished, what you have accomplished, that alone will remind you of how far you can go. So
yeah.
that's my personal process in it all, and it's the same thing that, you know, we're talking about even in the book,
mm-hmm.
being grateful for those things, really getting quiet, meditating, and just really being mindful of our hunches and the rest of it. Because it's not really about how many more calls you make, how many more people you make. If it's uninspired, if it's unfocused, if it's not in tune, you can make all the phone calls you want. But if you're not in a place of gratitude, you're still not going to attract the right business, the right opportunities,
mm-hmm.
or the right people to even help you with your 503C, right?
Right.
So... But did that answer your question? I get so passionate sometimes.
Yeah, no.
Jackie speaking from my heart. I'm like, oh, my God.
Yes, you did. You absolutely did. And thank you for being able to identify with what it is that with my question. Thank you so very much. I just absolutely love you.
Thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you.
Yeah, I know. I get really excited talking from my heart to the point I'm about to – because I remember so many things and writing stuff down. And you ever had the opportunity to see my house or, you know, where we live, you'll see that I'm constantly writing stuff down. I have sticky pads. I have notes on my bathroom mirror. My daughter has notes. And it's just constant reminders just to be grateful for what we have, to stay focused on where we're going. And we need that. We need that. So, like, yes, I read the books. I thank God for the books. I thank God for the times where I'm able to visualize and meditate and do all those great things, family. But we really, really, really have to just continue to just move forward in that and just kind of keep going. I didn't realize we're past the top of the hour, family. This was good. So I'm going to get us off of here because I know Miss Janine has to get on her flight to go help out the goddess Zakiya on the East Coast. Whoop, whoop. So traveling mercies to our wonderful love goddess, Janine, and we thank you so much for just being diligent and even in spite of everything this morning, trying to get us on here. We're going to have to write these cell phone companies. I don't know why we all couldn't dial into this teleconference. They got too many games. They playing with us. But... Love Journey, thank you so much for everything. I just want to remind each and every person on the line here just to walk away with one of the takeaways as an action item. Please, this weekend, even if you only remember to do it once, right? Even if you only remember to do it today, write down 10 things that you're grateful for that you didn't have to pay for. So you don't write that Porsche down. Don't write down the little hoop you driving or whatever the case, right? Write down the things you don't have to pay for, like your spouse. Even though you can't stand them right now, right? Don't focus on that. Focus on that you love them, right? same thing with our kids with their knucklehead selves. I'm just teasing y'all. But focus on the things that we are absolutely grateful for. Write those 10 things down. Visualize family, the things that you really want. And if you are bold and crazy enough to put a date on there, put your date on there, okay? That means you are beyond ready. You are beyond ready, and I love it in you. Do those action steps, family, and let's get ready to talk about it on next Friday. I would love to hear back from each and every one of you how those things are working for you, the different things that even if you haven't manifested anything in a week, right? I'm not looking for that, but let's talk about the mindset, the shift that you felt. What happened when you wrote down the things that you were grateful for in your husband or in your kids or whatever the case may be, right? How do those relationships change? How do it change when you remember to thank God for your lungs working? Are you a little more mindful not to smoke a cigarette? Are you a little more mindful to take care of your liver? Are we a little more mindful to do those things? Let's get ready to have that conversation. That's what I want us to take away with this. And remember, family, stand in your power. Success is your birthright. Move in the moment from optional to non-negotiable. Not optional on whether you're going to live your best life, but non-negotiable that you are going to live your best life. I am Chastity A. Wells. I am your licensed insurance agent, your insurance lady, for all your insurance needs from the youngest to the oldest. I am here to assist you if you need any assistance with rolling over money from an old job for your 401k. I can assist you with that as well. You can reach me directly at 614-230-6600. Again, my direct contact number is 614-230-6600. You're able to reach me via text or call me, and I'm on all social media platforms as Chastity A. Wells. It's only one T in my name, A. Wells, W-E-L-L-S. Love, Johnny. Thank you so much for this opportunity. Janine, I think you tried to chime back in, and thank you all. Have an absolute wonderful weekend.
Chastity, before you leave, this is Kate from Baltimore.
Hey, Kate.
Just let you know, hey, that with tears on my face, I just want to say thank you. Okay? True that. That's all.
Thank you, Kay.
Love you.
I receive it. I love you. Thank you.
Y'all just make my heart sing all this love. Y'all know I love love. Thank you, Chastity. You did a phenomenal job, like always. You are so phenomenal. And yeah, it is easy for me to look on this side and say you're phenomenal. I pray that you look in the mirror each and every day and see that you are even more phenomenal than you could even ask, think, or imagine. Thank you so much. I've enjoyed Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe, putting a date on my goals. It ain't a goal if you ain't got a date, right? All right, family. Well, I just want to remind you all that you got to put a date on that goal. You got to put a date on it. That means something activates in the universe, in the atmosphere. When you get serious about it, it gets serious about you. Yes, there's something powerful about a made-up mind. And what happens is when you put a date on it, you have a made-up mind. That's really powerful to have a made-up mind. You're not taking no shorts. You're getting what you want, and you're going to do what you got to do to get there. And that's what happens when you put a date on it. And you look at your goals every day and see yourself achieving it. So let me just tell you, and then I'm going to let you all go. As I'm, it might be a lot of noise. I'm not sure how it's responding in the phone. But I've been watching something on the internet that I used to watch back in 2009, How Did You Get Rich? And so it was a show that was Joan Rivers used to do and her daughter. And they used to go around meeting millionaires, asking them, how do you get rich? How did you get rich? How did you get rich? How did you get rich? They're just stopping people, right? And so I was watching it last night, and this lady became a millionaire teaching people how to become happy. And I was like, wow, you know. And she did it before life coaching became really popular and all that stuff. But the one thing she said is the most challenging part about becoming rich when you become from poverty is that you keep seeing poverty, so you keep perpetuating not enough because you keep seeing not enough. She said that's the place where you got to keep seeing and keep taking it out your mind and visualize it more than enough until it sickens every cell and every part of your body till you become one with being in abundance. And I was like, wow, she was speaking so good. I mean, I want to see how I can transfer it and put it on Blog Talk so we can listen to her interview. I mean, it was so, so good because she was like, you know, what happens when we come from poverty or be a part of poverty or poverty has been our or lack, because some people may not be at this level or that, but different levels of poverty. When we see not enough, it's going to keep being perpetuated in our life. And she said, and she had to figure out how she could keep visualizing more than enough, even though she didn't have enough to pay her bills, even though she may have been homeless, even though she didn't have what she needed to do, whatever. She still had to keep visualizing in her mind, and you have to be vigilant in your mind. She said it's easier when you live in a more abundant process because it's easier to visualize abundance if you're abundant. But it's not as easy if you come from a place of lack. And so I wanted to just tell you, be vigilant in your mind to see abundance even when you can't physically see it in your atmosphere, to see it still in your mind's eye. See it in the morning, see it at night, see it when you go to bed, see it when you sleep, eat, sleep, and drink abundance. And that will become your reality. No matter where you come from, and no matter how difficult it may seem right now, no matter if you call yourself on a fixed income, or no matter what your situation is, be vigilant about what you see in your mind's eye. And when you find yourself speaking, thinking, or feeling the emotions of lack, stop yourself right then and invite yourself back into abundance. She said she had to stop and invite herself back into abundance. And sometimes she may have to do it 1,000 times in a day because today came and she may get 500 and her rent is 1,000 and she don't have enough. She had to still invite abundance even when she couldn't see enough. So I'm inviting you, family. Anybody who is experiencing a lack of anything, to invite abundance into your life. Invite it. Experience it. And immerse yourself in it. Thank you, Chastity. Thank you for each and every person who came in today, who came on the line today. I appreciate you because of all the places you could have been. You chose to be right here on the Love Journey. I want to remind you that your life is a gift from God. And what you do with your life is a gift back to God. I want to remind you that love is a choice. You get to choose. And I want to remind you, don't just dream your God-sized dreams. Live them, live them, live them. And if by chance you find that the Love Journey is a place that you want to make donations or pay your tithes to help expand our mission, to expand our reach, to expand what we do, then you can go to paypal.com. Ingram_Janine@yahoo.com. Or you can go lovejourney828. The Love Journey 828@yahoo.com. And I want to tell you that you can go to Love Journey Inc. on our Facebook page. There's a donate. Just go there and donate. I want you to know that everything that you all do, from the physical donation, meaning your physical time, to a money donation, to your support and everything that the Love Journey is doing to expand our reach and remind people of who they are, it is appreciated. And I bless and ask God everything that you give to the Love Journey to return to you, multiplied, pressed down, and overflowing back into your life. So I thank you today for all that you do for the Love Journey, all that you do to help expand our reach, all that you do to expand our mission. I want to let you know we're going to be coming up on this Queen's Cold conversation in a couple of weeks. And I want you to know that this is going to be an explosive, powerful, riveting conversation with men and women talking about relationships, how to navigate it, and how to understand how to be a queen, because it takes a queen family. It takes a queen to build a family. It takes a queen to understand how to navigate with her man and make and bring forth the king in him. And when you stand in your queen energy, He can't do nothing but stand in his king energy, baby. A king can only find a queen. A queen can only find a king, baby. So that's going to be coming up real soon. I'm really excited about that explosive conversation to teach us how to navigate in our relationships. But it all takes us back to energy. So with that being said, I want you to know that I love you all. I love you all from the bottom of my heart, from the depth of my soul. This space right here, each and every morning, means the world to me because I get to enjoy community. I get to grow in community. I get to expand in community. I also get to, guess what, fail in community, and you get to support me through it, and I love it. And so this is a place that I love because we can be transparent, authentic, and we can say what we really feel. We can cry. We can laugh. We can be happy when you accomplish something that is valuable to you and excited as if it was happening to us. So today, family, from the bottom of my soul, I want to thank you for helping me to create a space so amazing that I couldn't have done it alone. I couldn't have created this community alone. And so I wouldn't be me if it wasn't for you. I am who I am because of you. And so I want to say thank you. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your love to each other. Thank you for your support to each other. And thank you for always sending love and prayers to each and every one of us. We are asking you to send prayers and light. So today, I just want to stop and let you know that you are appreciated. And when I stop to write down my gratitude, I want to remind you that each and every one of you all have a special place in my heart. And I'm always thanking God for the opportunity to have you in my space, to grow together and expand. So I just want to say it out loud, say it from my heart, say it so you can hear from my lips to your heart, that you know that I love and appreciate being a part of this family. Have a great weekend, and I am so looking forward to talking about Cash Flow Monday, baby, getting our cash flow on. I love the direction the Love Journey is going because I'm really excited about bringing in the energy and harnessing the power of what our physical energy can do to magnetize the level of money that we're all seeking to magnetize in our life, to change the dynamics and climate and culture, not only of our family and our homes, but our communities too, that we can become financially significant. And that's what I love about Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe and Cash Flow Mondays are two of my favorite days because I get to be intentional about developing my relationship with money in a community. So today, family, again, my heart is full from the love that I have for you guys. Have a great, wonderful, amazing, loving, joy-filled, happy-filled, money-filled, success-filled, and make it love-filled. Whatever that means to y'all. Weekend. I see you on Monday. Cash Flow Monday, family. Talk to you later. Again, thank you, Chastity. Hey, Wells. That's my sister right there from another mister. I love her, love her, love her. And I didn't hear Miss Wells, but good morning, Miss Wells. If you on, I love you too. Thank you for sharing Chastity with the world and bringing her into the planet. I let you all have a great weekend.